Chapter 1 Translator, Zia Editor, Agna the Black Horse snorted, spewing out a mist of hot air, and plowed the ground with his front hoof. This was the last battle. Xu Ting, who sat on the horse, grabbed the reins with one hand and held the long wooden hamlet with the other. Her cold eyes reflected the river of blood flowing into the battlefield. The icy snow melted, the clear water ran down from the steep rocks and pooled in with the hot blood. The black horse lowered its head and drank the stream that had flowed on the ground. This place was less than 100 miles away from the capital city of Dawen. If it was a fast horse, it would only take half a day to kill the capital of Dawen. But the Xu family can't fight anymore. The birds were exhausted and the bow was hidden. If there was no more Dawen, what was the need for the Wang of the town border? Moreover, an army burning with righteous indignation is bound to win. It was possible to defeat them, but to completely destroy Dawen, Dawen would mobilize the whole country to resist. They would lose 3,000 of their army to achieve perfect victory against Dian, which was not worth it. Master, the Wang calls you back to camp. Xu Ting fiercely strangled her horse, and the black horse raised its front hooves and let out a loud neigh, turning over his body. Haya, in the 15th year of Wenxi, Dian defeated the Wang of Dawen. The Wang of Zhenbian left Mafutu Mountain and signed an alliance in Shang Gao City, which was called the Shang Gao Alliance. Dawen professed to Dian, and every year he paid 50,000 silver tributes, 2,000 Dawen horses, iron ore, beautiful jade, and Kunlun slaves, and he would not attack the border for 30 years. 2 months after the signing of the Alliance of Shang Gao, the border gates had been completely stabilized, and the streets had changed from the murderous atmosphere, to the sound of hawkers and fireworks rising up together. Xu Ting returned from military practice, and her father, the Lord of the Zhenbian, walked up to her with small steps, followed by two low-browed servants. Han Ji straightened the collar of his daughter, frowned and said, "Your mother asked you to come back to see her in the study." Xu Ting nodded. The atmosphere at home was suddenly gloomy, not knowing what she had missed this morning. Perhaps the decree from above had finally arrived. Xu Ting went back to her room and quickly changed her clothes, then went into the study to meet her mother, Dian's only other Wang, Xu Xuan, the Wang of the Zhenbian. Dian Tai, ancestors crowned the meritorious royal family. Xu Ting's grandmother held Tai Empress. The Wang of Zhenbian was specially appointed, and the three generations did not drop and waited to attack the noble. During the first Empress era, the vassalage was reduced greatly. Since then, different surnames were not crowned as Wangs. Wangs weren't allowed to move to other places either. The only exception was Zhenbian Wang, who is the only exception to the rule, due to the presence of Dawen to watch over. Up to now, the current His Majesty has succeeded to the throne for 15 years, and Xu Xuan, who took over the throne of the Zhenbian and the command of the Zhenbian army from her mother, also has a successor who could carry on this great responsibility. Xu Xuan looked at her daughter with satisfaction, but her face did not show even a hint of it, and said seriously, "Look at this." Xu Ting took the imperial decree from her mother, unfolded it, and looked down to read it. The decree read, "The Empress is sympathetic to the hardships of the Wang of Zhenbian, and now that the alliance of Shang Gao has been signed, the border is safe and secure. The Wang of Zhenbian is invited to return to the capital, with a great reward of 10,000 taels of gold, 10,000 horses of silk, and jewels and exotic treasures. Ting'er, what do you think?" Xu Ting put away the imperial decree and said, "The Wang of Zhenbian has too much prestige at the border, and he has 400,000 soldiers. The Empress is jealous. This secret aim is expected." Xu Xuan nodded, and sighed a little, "The Empress today is not our ancestor, and I am not your grandmother. It's time for our Xu family to reduce the light. Fortunately after this war, Dawen was unable to commit Dayan in 10 years, so there shouldn't be any major problems if your majesty will send any straw bag to REPL. Ace me, TN straw bag here means negative things which have little value or importance." Xu Xuan came over and patted Xu Ting's shoulder and said, "Get ready. Within a few days, our family will move back to the capital." "Xu Ting, yes, mother." When Xu Ting returned to her courtyard, the entire Zhenbian palace was in turmoil. She needed to pack all kinds of luggage, tie it on the carriage, and set off for the capital. But these were all things for the underlings. Xu Ting, as the daughter of Zhenbian Palace, would not be asked to do the work of a man's family. Xu Ting's fathers would direct these things in an orderly manner. "Master, master, look what good things I brought back." A woman dressed as a small servant ran in holding a paper bag and eagerly asked her for praise. Xu Ting moved and inserted the long wooden hamlet in her hand back into the weapon rack, and sat on the stone bench next to her. Liu Tang immediately handed her a cloth to wipe her sweat. After wiping the sweat from her face and neck, Xu Ting poured herself a cup of tea and listened to Hong Feng gloriously admiring the bread in her hand. "Master, this is a delicacy from the capital. I heard that it is very popular in the capital. All dignitaries are eating it." Xu Ting raised her eyebrows lightly and took a bite of the butter bread that Hong Feng handed over. Hong Feng immediately shared another butter bread with Liu Tang. She also bit into one herself while eating it and exclaiming, "Master, how come there are so many good things in the capital? It is said that this cream bread was also invented by Yun Shangju restaurant. It's really amazing. The shaved ice and milk tea were also invented by their restaurant last year." A subtle smile appeared at the corner of Xu Ting's mouth. Why was it so good? Of course, it was because of the transmigrator. In fact, Xu Ting was also a transmigration. 2 years ago, she was still living in the 21st century. She was born an orphan and decided to enlist in the army after being admitted to college. Unexpectedly, her boyfriend then hooked up with her best friend and then they played her together. Xu Ting immediately beat the scumbag and decisively announced that she had broken up. Because she was in a bad mood, she was racing on the Huan Shan Road. She didn't expect to encounter another racing bike and both of them fell off the Huan Shan Road. Xu Ting also knew the other party because the car was too flashy. He belonged to Lu Ji Lan, an equally maverick woman. Since seeing the soap for the first time, Xu Ting had concluded that the other party, like herself, has also transmigrated. However, Xu Ting was a person who had been rolling in the military camp and did not have high demands in life. Her time was spent more on improving weapons and engaging in explosives, otherwise the war between Dian and Dawin would not have been so good. It's just that the bow, crossbow explosives were a military secret destined to not be known like soap-shaved ice, so Xu Ting was not as famous as Liu Ji Lan. For this reason, Xu Ting already knew the identity of Liu Ji Lan's crossing, but Liu Ji Lan knew nothing about Xu Ting. That's good. Although she could adapt to any difficult environment, no one would refuse to live comfortably. Xu Ting was unwilling to expose herself, so she was happy to see what Liu Jilan does. Xu Ting ate the bread in a few bites while collecting all her thoughts. She is very fortunate to be able to come back to life in this alternate world where females held power. Because of a scumbag, she indirectly lost her life. It was so shameful, now that she came to this world where the gender roles were completely reversed. Here, the men were dependent on women and women controlled all the initiative, and if she fell in love with someone, she would definitely love him alone for the rest of her life. "Have you collected your luggage?" Xu Ting said. "When you get to the capital, what kind of food you can't eat enough?" Liu Tang said blankly, "Master, don't take me with you, Hong Feng is the only one who has such cravings." Hong Feng pretended to be annoyed. She rushed towards Liu Tang and shouted, "Well, Liu Tang, don't eat my bread if you have the guts." The two scuffled and instantly exchanged blows.